Back in 1990, inmates had to sue to force the state to give them timely access to psychiatric care. A judge found the state's mental health care system was so broken, he appointed a special master to monitor the state's progress in reducing backlogs by building new facilities and hiring more staff. Outside a federal court yesterday, Secretary of Corrections Jeff Beard said California's providing more than adequate care now.
I think it's time for this lawsuit to end, for the costly oversight to end, and for us to be able to move ahead.
But inside the court, the state's chances of ending the inmate lawsuit and getting out from federal oversight quickly dimmed. U.S. District Judge Lawrence Carlton said the state's attorneys may have committed a profound ethical violation when they interviewed mentally ill inmates without telling those inmates' attorneys. The Deputy Attorney General for California insisted the state notified opposing counsel about their visits to 10 prisons. Not so, says Michael Bean, the lead attorney for inmates.
My clients had a right not to speak to them, not to help them terminate this case.
Bean says that would be premature and put inmates at risk. Bean says state attorneys also failed to tell him when they deposed their expert witnesses. Judge Carlton said such violations may force him to strike the state's evidence and dismiss their motion to end the case. If he does that, California won't be able to file again for another year. The judge is expected to make a decision by April 7th. At the state capitol, I'm Julie Small.